1 Thessalonians 5:18. And when you found it, I'd like you to just join me and stand, please, and we'll read together verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we'll pray together. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Okay. You can read along with me. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Let's try it one more time. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. That's a tough verse, isn't it? Isn't it? Let's read it one more time. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your tender mercies. Help us this morning to have open hearts, and open ears, and open minds to your word to us this morning, and what we need to remember, what we need to bring home with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. 1 Thessalonians is one of the Apostle Paul's earliest letters written and preserved in our Bibles, and is one of the 66 books of the Bible inspired by God. It was written during his second missionary journey. He had preached to several weeks to the people along the seacoast of Thessalonica, and as a result of his preaching and teaching, in a few weeks a new church was started. And he's writing to them because of their concerns. They had concerns, real concerns. Concern of danger, concern of persecution. Some were already put to death for their faith, and they were wondering, was it really worth it? How does God get glory out of the death of his saints? And they also were wondering and asking Paul why Christ did not return to save them from their misery. And they were looking for his return 2,000 years ago. And today we're still looking for his return as more of the Bible is being revealed to us. And they didn't have an entire Bible to hold in their hand and to comfort them and to study. And so they had a lot of questions. But in spite of all their questions, and they believed in their faith that they were not going to turn back, even in spite of the danger and the persecution that was around them. But they were learning the fact that God is sovereign in all his ways. And that's a fact that all of us need to also learn. Amen? He is sovereign, and he has a purpose in everything that he does and in everything that he allows. And we need to understand that lesson this morning as a nation. I believe God is trying to get the attention of America.
Amen.
He founded this country. He started this country.
Amen.
Missionaries have left this country with the good news and gone around the world. America has been a friend of Israel. I believe God is trying to get the attention of America, and I think he has America's attention, but the question is will America listen? It's hard this morning to wrap our minds around all that has happened in the past week. It is very difficult to even comprehend all the misery around us, the total destruction and the upsetting of lives by the millions. We can forget about even the power failures. We can forget about the disruption of communication. We can forget about even the lack of gasoline that is available or not available for our vehicles to do what we normally do. We have all been reminded about what is really important in daily life.
Amen.
So what's really important in daily life? Well, number one, it's not ignoring the people in your family. Oh, everybody's got their own computer, and everybody's got their own Game Boy, and everybody's got their own... I'm not up with these modern names, so you'll fill in the blank. Yeah. Yes. That's right. To the fact that children don't even listen to their parents and show contempt for them. That's not what America's about. When parents got to call you 4, 5, 6 times to come to the table, that's not showing respect. Amen? Good preaching? Honestly, when was the last time that you actually sat across the table from someone in a dark house by a lit candle and there's total silence? Except for maybe a silent or a siren, not too loud in the distance, or maybe very loud. And so what really is important is one another.
Amen.
Not the cars, not the electricity, not all the gadgets, not all the electronics, not all the time-wasting things that we do. We've experienced no television. Oh, my goodness. What a terrible tragedy. Some of us were so addicted to television, we were walking up and down the house, wondering what to do. No phone calls, but silence. But yet most of us have come out in pretty good shape. I can say that because we're here.
Amen.
And I'm speaking to you. And maybe in the future somebody that would want to listen to that. But not far from us is real human misery.
Amen.
If you know people in Staten Island, Long Island, Manhattan, Lower Manhattan, the Jersey Shore, communities around here, Little Ferry, Moonaki, you don't have to go far. Typical neighborhoods around us in the tri-state area have lost much. Some have lost everything they own. And some have lost their lives. Two trailer parks in Moonaki were flooded with 6 feet of water. That people had to be rescued by boat. Some were on top of their trailers waiting to be rescued.
Or on top of the roof.
I thought that's what I said. But I stand to be corrected every once in a while. Yesterday and the day before, we were taking the church van and delivering groceries and clothing to those people, some of them. And then we were making trips to the aid station in Woodridge, bringing people from that area so they can go there and bring home groceries and diapers and blankets and clothes. Some people have lost all their clothing. And it's heartbreaking to see all the human misery. I talked to one gentleman who was in his trailer when a tree came crashing down through the trailer on top of him. They had to cut him out. But he lived to tell about it. He went to the hospital for a few days. They wanted him to stay, but he wanted to go back to his home, he said. And his home was nothing but a pile of aluminum rubble. I saw a young mother, very young mother, walking around in shock, speechless. And she came with us in the van, and after a while she did talk a little bit. But we see that on the news all around us, a lot of misery. You know, nearly 400 years ago, a small band of men, women, and children joined hands and hearts in America's first Thanksgiving. Now, I know that Thanksgiving is a couple weeks off, but I have a feeling we ought to celebrate it a little bit early this year. How far has America gone since that time in 1621? In such a time as this, I think real Thanksgiving is maybe just the turning point that America needs to really be thankful to God. As a nation, thankfulness to God can be an important step in a long road back towards the things that Americans have forgotten that are really important. As I said, many today have lost every earthly possession, but they have their life spared. Yes, they have to start over. Yes, they must accept charity of others. Yes, they are forced to look up and pray. The circumstances last week can either change you or harden you. Amen? And today, we have a very rare opportunity to show compassion to those who suffer around us. We have a rare opportunity to get to know that guy across the street from us. You know, what's his name? Your neighbor. God help us if we fail in that test. I've heard some people this week failing in that test after all they've been through, not even respecting their neighbor by even knowing their name or saying nice things behind their back. What does it take to wake a nation up? Can America make a U-turn? Can a nation turn back to God? Can America make a U-turn? I think it can. The possibility is there. We have a rare opportunity to get to know our neighbors and to lend them a helping hand if they need it. You know, it's only the grace of God this morning that your house or your home hasn't been totally destroyed, washed out to sea, carried away but to some debris field, leaving behind a basement or just a foundation. Amen?
Amen.
Brother Henry Verhaeghe was telling me that his daughter, during the storm, a tree came down on their house. And the section of the house where the children's bedrooms are at night. They decided to let the children stay up a little longer, an hour past their bedtime. When the tree came through the house, they were safe in the living room. Amen? And a neighbor, in the middle of the storm, ran out with his chainsaw and cleared the tree away from the house. And we see stories and hear stories like that all around us. This morning, we need to thank the Lord because we owe it to Him. In Revelation chapter 4 and 5, I'd like you to look at Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. Gives us a glimpse of the praises in heaven. John the Apostle was given a rare glimpse of heaven and even the future in heaven. In Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11, "And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, thousands of thousands." They were saying in verse 12, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Worthy is the Lord. Amen? Worthy. He is worthy of our gratefulness. He is worthy. We ought to thank Him for all things because we owe it to Him. I'd like you to look at Psalm 100, please. Psalm 100. It's a familiar portion of Scripture. It has to do with the nation of Israel, but we can glean from it and apply it in our own lives. Psalm 100. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful." Oh, we live in a culture of complaining, We live in a culture of protesting. We live in a culture of, I want what's best for me. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. It's a shame that in America, the only time we hear God's name mentioned is in vain. Amen?
Amen.
We as God's people, we need to really start praising Him out loud. Amen. And publicly, unashamedly. Why? Because verse 5 tells us, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is a psalm for Israel. It's about the nation of Israel. They're rejoicing in the fact that they knew that they came from Him. You cannot explain the nation of Israel other than the fact that God brought it into existence. And God has a plan for Israel. He is still their peculiar people. He is still their treasure. He still has special plans for Israel. We cannot explain any other reason why Israel is still on the map. That tiny little country, surrounded by all those nations that want to wipe it off the face of the earth. Yes, they're God's chosen people. You know, we've been reminded this week that God, sometimes He does speak softly. Sometimes in the still, small voice. Sometimes in a whisper. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes God speaks loudly because people do not listen. Sometimes He sends judgment. Well, I know that's not popular to say, but anyone who knows their Bible knows that that's true.
Amen.
One person's judgment can be another person's salvation. It's my prayer that many people will look to God this week.
Amen.
Rearrange their lives about what's really important. And only God knows the heart of each person. And nothing that has happened this week is by accident. In every situation, just like in a time of warfare, in a shooting war, there are no accidents. I mean, a person's life can be spared by a quarter of an inch or a second. Not only should we thank God this morning because we owe it to Him, we should thank God this morning and be thankful to the Lord because it acknowledges just how good He really is. And He's been taken for granted in our country. Not only taken for granted, He's been invited out the door. Our schools have said, we don't want His name mentioned anymore. I knew that was a bad decision when it happened. And slowly but surely, acknowledging God has been put on the side in this country. But you know what? God is a jealous God. And what He's done this week is saying, hey, remember me? I'm here. I am God. There is no other. And we should thank Him because it acknowledges His goodness, allows us to see Him as He really is, and He really is good. In spite of everyone that curses Him, in spite of everyone that ignores Him, in spite of those that act as if He's not around, He reminds us that He really is good. And yet many have been blinded to God's love, even before this week. Many have been blinded to God's goodness. Many have not given Him a passing thought. Oh, maybe Christmas. Maybe Easter. Oh, maybe even 1 hour a week. You know, being grateful helps us to see His goodness and to appreciate Him for who He really is.
Amen.
You say, well, God interrupted my life. Well, maybe your life needed to be interrupted. I don't know. I'm not God. But I'll tell you one thing that has reminded all of us of what's really important. One another. Our children. Boy, some of you have had their undivided attention. Many have taken for granted the daily needs of life. And that's the message God is sending America. Daily need for food to feed our families. The need for shelter and clothing. Many have closed their eyes to the less fortunate in America. And now they are the less fortunate, some of them. Now they are reminded of what it's like to be less fortunate. Have you this week, like myself, started praising God when the lights went on? I was so happy. I mean, I was thrilled down to my socks. The second time it went on, I was more happy the second time. We had like a delayed reaction for a few hours. We had it, and then we lost it, and we had it. Amen?
Amen.
The second time, Linda gave me that look from the living room. I was in the kitchen, and we just started jumping up and down like kids with a new toy, I guess, for Christmas. Thank you, Lord, for electricity. Yay! Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I became Pentecostal for a little while. Yeah, we could use a little bit of that praising attitude. Sometimes we never, ever give a passing thought before to things that are really important as a country. The East Coast of America has been interrupted by God. Their daily routine has been changed for a time. The question is, though, is how will each of us respond to this interruption? How do we respond to God and to each other through the natural disaster of this past week? We need as a nation to once again acknowledge God that He has been good to us. He has been gracious to us. He has been patient with us as a nation. More patience than I have, and more patience than you have. If you fear God, if you love God, and you see what's become of our country. Patience. He has been long-suffering to us. Lastly, we need to be gracious to God also because all circumstances in life are in His hands. He is sovereign. He alone is God and there is no other. We need as a nation to acknowledge Him, and we need to do it publicly. Once again, we need to bring back the National Day of Prayer in this country. We need leaders that aren't ashamed to talk about their faith, if they have it. We need once again to be thankful to Him and bless His name, to honor Him as a nation. I can remember a time when television cameras didn't shy away from the subject of religion or talking about faith. I saw on television this week, I guess it was from a helicopter, they were zooming down on Staten Island and all the houses were wiped out. All but one building, a huge church building. And the camera didn't shy away from it, and I was glad. They didn't say anything. It would have been a great opportunity for someone to say, "Would you look at that church building standing there?" But we can acknowledge God in our own personal lives more than we do. We need to reach out to help those that are less fortunate around us. We need to hold our loved ones a little tighter and show a little more appreciation for one another. And children, we need to respect our parents. You say, well, my parents, they make so many rules. You idiot. It's because they love you. Duh. One day you'll have your own. And what goes around comes around, and you haven't seen nothing yet. Because whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. And you always reap more than you sow. Either good or bad. Amen? You put one seed in the ground. I mean, if it's corn you're growing, you're going to get maybe 3 ears of corn from that stalk, maybe more. And there's, I forget how many kernels of corn on an ear. You reap more than you sow, either good or bad. And that subject is like for a whole nother hour, so we won't go there. But listen, your parents have a tough job. You should be trying to make their life a little easier. You shouldn't be the problem. You shouldn't be the thorn in their side. You should realize that they love you and they care about you. And help each other out. Just because they ask you to do something to help out doesn't mean that's the end of your world. It just shows your rotten attitude. And if anyone has yet to accept God's dear Son, Jesus, I'll tell you this, don't put it off. Amen? That's a clear indication this week that that's not a subject to be taken lightly or to be put off. He died on the cross to pay for our sins, and He is alive. And He is walking in our midst. And He is in our home if we have Him in our heart. Amen. Can America turn back to God? I think it can. I hope it can. I pray it can. Or the future is not going to look too bright for this country. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before you this morning and we've been reminded from your word where our nation has come short. We know that you have the attention, our attention. I pray, Father, that hearts would be moved this week towards you. We pray for revival for our lives, for your church, and for those outside the church, that many would come to know you, that they would look up. We ask, Father, that you would bless each family that's here today, and if any family is having problems because of wayward children or rebellion in the home of any kind, we pray that you would touch hearts and you would mend hearts and mend lives and restore homes. We pray, Father, for your will to be done in this cleanup. We pray that more power would come on. We pray, Father, that according to your will, that our country would take inventory of their lives and make corrections. And Father, we ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand, please. And we're going to sing a chorus a cappella. And we'll be dismissed. We sing a chorus downstairs with the children. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good to me. And we're going to try it out this morning. You can follow my leading, all right? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. He died for me. He
died for me. He died for me. He died for me. He's so good to me.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.